Then you wake up and they're playing the song on the radio. You go to the clubs. Then they released How Many Drinks. I was like,
this is it. What about Adon? What about Adon?
Oh, I mean, all over. It didn't really matter at the time. It was, you know, they'll make sure you like the song by force, like promotion, everything. Not a Gas Miller song. Like a Gas Miller song.
No,
just like a Gas Miller song. Because even with a Gas Miller song,
yeah,
we'll play it and play it. Yeah. That was how Telemo became a big hit.
I know,
Andy,
what are you doing?
You can't dance to save
Hey, you're quay break
to me.
Huh?
No, because like, we know the last time you said it.
Why your favorite artist is Gas
Miller? No, the last time we're listening to a bunch
of. No, this is 7 acts.
She'll bring you some
telephone
inside to include him
as
in it.
Well. Oh, you wanted
Exactly.
to move your mom.
As well.
Who our listeners, not me.
Are you serious? Our listenership actually understands what the kind of music we're playing, though.
Oh, Sam.
No, all of it.
No, I mean.
All of it.
No, I mean mine. No, I'm talking about the. Play the Telemo
to include
some of the listeners, not me.
Hey! We had the recording, though.
We play Telemo.
No,
okay. Today. Today. You hear some Yokwe breaking me. In fact,
but I like that song.
Today, let us play.
Yokwe breaking.
No. Not him. Oh.
Nifan.
No. Not
Jerry.
King Jerry.
King
Jerry.
I'm gone.
You know, King Jerry. You know, he recorded some songs with the boxer. What's his name?
Bukombangu.
I didn't hear no King Jerry paid me a visit. Came, sat in front of me, said, "You see, Mr. Andy, you see me, I have a problem."
Uh-huh.
I said, "What's the problem?" "You see, onu bukom bangunu, onu oko babia, nyumna mi mne na bonu, no onu akojina stage, no abo." And I was like, "But why are you complaining?" And so I was saying, "Mikawa hanu ati." I was like, "Okay, fine, but why don't you tell him?" Why don't you tell him? I was like, Okay, let's get to our lunchtime stories quickly before we get into our stories. Please stay with us.
Good afternoon, Andy Dusty. Andy Neo, Mina Mino. I say, maybe if you rap in the crowd, but I'm sure also. Say, I'm watching now. I'm sending voice recording. I'm not the rap now. Come. What say baby? Oh, and it's only we are. What say we are? Only Nigeria. What say we are? Nigeria. I said you and the all streets. I said we are going on weekend. No, hey. I said oh, bumping now. All streets on sexy smiling you, Andy. Even then, the guy ready. So da da da. They say the weird thing, but they just say then the dream. The guy ready. You want to cry? Bankubi, and I mean, you know, hot one, be cry, and I'm a jiku to jini, you my dini, beef, new, we are good, my jinku, and I will suka on a jaff for fenny promo, by a gun of a fenny willy, and I am my dear. And it's always, well, like I say, Alumo is very good for the system. And I'm a ball over is a 3-3 view when I'm there facing him. And when then, a quiver, me frost, every uncle, so means they went then. Into a mid-name job, area, into age mapa. And because you end there, me more, we did give an answer, mean to the mid-name job.
That's a while, Uncasa. I know we're doing it. Madam, you are there, no. Listeners, that's part of our background conversation. I'll tell you what it is right after this. So,
good afternoon. I was here for me, Church, I'm a brandy. I'm a partner. Brandy, what weekend about? Only a real any as them all. Any brothers and the other team of end, but you and no year, Juman, I want you and Naya Naya. Incinera, yet you, Miss Annabella. A Juman Munya, the quiet here, and you're not near the other chair. Why? I think so, I read the Bancunium crew, maybe not. Of course, you are all invited. Thank you.
Nene yo biko fo di bangu ni ngoma sa. Ame sa mako di ba. Lady Anso better Anso obey by to be up na bedi bangu. What is happening with bangu today?
No, I think from the weekend it's been bangu and okro.
Chale.
I just say some of your bangu festival or hana.
Bangu fest. That won't be bad. Bangu fest.
Like I enjoy every soup.
Hey, nah, Jelly.
You know that I like bangu.
Because in a bangu.
No, 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 ni bangu. Bangu.
Senior Dusty, if you are the teacher, champion palace DJ, Pascal Young Fly in Ashama. Oh, if you are with them, that will form Boko. They are maybe I need look at you. My car is broom modern quan, Namaya, Guman Quine, Mimpe oil into me, Guman Rural, feet up beef Nam Chain, Aman in Nam Chain, Koto, Kaku, at the one side. One line, yeah. My boat too. My boat too. Depend on the other boat too. I'm in a middle of the scene. I tell you, my chuck here. The evil way, me and my video. Do wait, man. But you're trying to be fiancing the baby. The friend of Caroline Ahianyo, aka Kendrick Lamar Jr.'s mommy. I'm lying. Bonum the dead devil man why me da say
oh obi ba no ache no
Kendrick Lamar's junior mommy.
Hey. Okay, good afternoon ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Nana won jesus
where
oh good
gentleman in jesus
if you know abasu bia.
Okay, all right listeners, it's time for us to talk. AJ, there, she's told us about her weekend.
Are you
how was your weekend?
Mine was okay.
It was okay.
You know, if you have a weekend when the kids, you know, the kids go to their grandparents and you have yourself and just...
And madame. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Honestly, you just have to fast and meditate and just...
Listen. With your mother, while the children are not around, you fasted and meditated.
Yes.
You wasted the time by fasting and meditating.
No, I spent the time. By fasting and meditating. I just wanted to hear.
But you're a liar. Fasting. English. Yes, sure. So by now, some low prophet me some something. I'm some idiot. Go fasting. What's he always do? Waste. Right. From the BBI religion, fasting. I'm the moment to ready. I'm not saying I'm doing. I'm some idiot. Go. I don't know. I'm not moving. I'm a bunch of foolish people. I'm not telling them. I'm going to go and I'm going to. Are they? Anyway, Lady Anne, how are you?
I'm fine. What about you?
I'm fine.
Just the switch.
Like from 100 to 0. No!
No! We are switching.
No! No! Can you imagine? Look, there was a time I had a radio program. Now, I would sit on radio. People would call me. So my producers will pick up the calls. Back in the day, the telephones were in the studio.
Okay.
So we'll pick the calls in the studio. Hi, where are you calling from? Oh, I'm calling from, let's say, Kaswa. Right? Okay, what do you do? Oh, I'm a mechanic. I'm going through some challenges. No, we all know they were jokes, right? They were not serious. Although some people felt like it was true. So some people will come with some serious issues like, hey, Charlie, you guys, it's just a joke. Or the way all of a sudden someone will call and say, Brandy, my boy, jam you are there because of Simedian in your day. So, okay, fine. Then we put you on air. Then I tell you exactly what you told me. Then we all laugh just to excite the listeners. Huh? I didn't know some prophet came to me. To one of me, some namu di aguro namu ti radio mi suna. Unkomponi namu shen kuro formu kasi di aguro on. Hey, masa. Shen ungom namu su men shabi.
That's what.
Just who did some of them said a damn grand a bobinum. I don't get it. I don't get it. And who no money run for almost? I just don't know why some people. Why? Me maho. I sit on radio. I entertain my listeners. You too. You sit in your church. You entertain people. Why?
And even today, church is registered as a business. Today,
it's been there from long. Lady, the banku maker. Welcome.
Thank you.
Listeners, we have a new lady in our studio. She's a banku maker. Did you prepare banku over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Oh, nice.
With just pepper and tilapia.
But you're even of here, no?
My mom celebrated her birthday on Wednesday, okay, in July. So
what's her name?
Vera Valerie Vardendodo.
Hey. Hey. Hold on, madam. Please, where are you from?
I'm a fancy in
Hampshire. Ah, no wonder.
No, the combination is very
please,
yeah,
where I am is, from, actually I have checked. To take my time and mention the name.
Vera Valerie.
Mele Valerie. Oh, but you'll be an asun.
Vera.
I heard, okay.
Madam Vera Valerie.
Vera Valora Russell.
Valerie. Valerie.
Van.
Vardendodo.
Varden.
Yes.
Vela. Wait.
A girl.
Yeah, my mom is a fully fine tea, but my little dad is was a girl.
What a combination.
I know, right?
Say that. You were planning to know me. Ah.
As
usual. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Hallelujah. Welcome to the show.
God has brought and has
welcome, madam. I prophesy.
Yay, I receive it.
You are who?
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Madam prophecy, no more madam. How was yours?
My weekend was chilled, actually.
It was chilled?
Yeah.
Now, what are you? La Paz here?
No, Yari. They come to create Friday, you didn't bring a bra. No, so say, that's the end of the hospital.
My bones. But that took you to the hospital.
Oh, so sorry.
Who asked you to take her to the hospital? Oh. Did you seek permission before taking her to the hospital? Who asked you to take her to the hospital?
As a good
Samaritan,
she shouldn't have taken
her. Was it a gynecological problem? Yes. So what does that got to do with you? Your wife
by
is
God's
listening.
Grace, I'm fine. What time let's leave it at that.
Eh? What time did you return? That's the issue.
When did you bring you home?
Any time when?
When did you bring?
Oh.
Did he take you home?
Andy, I'm fine. That's
did
the
he take you home?
Thing. No.
Now what then?
He got a ride.
Please.
For me.
Please let me clarify. I didn't take care.
Mrs. Bredash.
Secondly.
Excuse me. That's my phone.
Secondly.
My friend.
Secondly, I called the doctor.
Hey.
Yes, I called the doctor, and the doctor gave
me. Doctor, you have a number of excuse you to who a doctor friend all country.
Yeah, so yeah.
AJ,
I think we should add that title to his name.
Yes, Doctor
Bredash. Yeah,
exactly. Studio because it's my brother's
show.
Okay. Hey. Hey. How are you? My instrument finalist and the champion is here.
Yeah.
Kobe, how are you? Oh, nice, Kobe, nice. Kobe, wait, eh? We'll soon finish and then we'll bring you in, okay? Good.
We'll
okay?
Thank you,
man. Charlie, we have a way. Oh!
Sorry,
oh Sister Sandy, be a guy.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
We shall be back.
Okay. Sister Sandy, you are going to Dubai with the children, eh?
Not me.
Oh,
I like the dress.
Hey. Hey. I wonder why would this one. Would it be?
Oh, Lord, Sandra won't kill me.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Well, on that happy note, let's move to something that is not really that exciting.
Says, dear Andy and Nah, I'm writing on behalf of my elder sister, who is currently serving a 19-year prison sentence. Mm. I really want to know whether your listeners think justice has truly been served. My sister got married in her early 20s. Together, she and her husband built what everyone believed was a happy home and were blessed with 3 children, including a set of twins. However, through the marriage, her husband repeatedly cheated on her. Each time she confronted him, he apologized, promised to change, and she forgave him for the sake of their children. As the years went by, my sister started traveling abroad occasionally to work and help support the family. During those trips, neighbors kept telling her that her husband was bringing different women into their matrimonial home. She refused to believe the rumors because she trusted him.
Underline that part for me.
She refused to believe the rumors
because
she trusted him. Okay. Underlined.
Please underline that with red ink.
She refused to believe the rumors because she trusted him. One day she decided to test him.
Underline that part too.
One day she decided to test him.
Where is Aduku? I miss him.
She told everyone she was traveling abroad, but secretly stayed with me instead. My sister rushed 3 days later. A neighbor called to say another woman had entered their house. My sister rushed home without warning and walked straight into their bedroom where she found her husband in bed with another woman on their matrimonial bed. She completely lost control. A violent fight broke out between my sister and the other woman while her husband tried to intervene. By the time the struggle ended, the other woman was lying unconscious. She was rushed to the hospital, but she was pronounced dead. My sister was arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 19 years in prison. She has now served 5 years with 14 years remaining. The painful part is what happened afterwards. Her husband has since remarried. He's living in the very house they built together, raising a new child with his new wife, while my sister remains in prison with her own three children. In prison, and her own three children have grown up without their mother. Our estate is deeply divided. Some people say the husband has every right to move on because life must continue. Others believe he played a major role in the events that led to the tragedy and simply replaced my sister while she alone continues to pay the ultimate price for one moment of uncontrollable anger. Andy and I, if you were in my sister's shoes, how would you have reacted? Does her husband deserve sympathy, yes, or should he also carry some moral responsibility for everything that happened?
Auntie, why are you looking at me?
I say Andy and now.
Me see you me free me can you want it?
And then you mumka.
Some movie I was over dancing.
Why the boom?
Some of them movie.
So please keep your messages coming through. Our WhatsApp number is 0548-841039. It's time to have this conversation. I'm mobile, but Charlie, consequences are consequences. Actions.
Actions have consequences.
They say ladies first. Nana, I want to start with you because the way you bombastardized me this morning when you came in, you know.
don't do that.
What story is this?
The first thing I want to say is that women need to start understanding that marriage is not a do or die affair. I think that's one. And two, once you accept to be with a partner, I mean, if it swings both ways, whether a husband or a wife, once you accept to forgive cheating and you decide to stay, you need to understand that there's a high chance that it's going to happen again.
And again.
And again and again and again and again. So if you decide to stay after the first confrontation, second confrontation, whatever, once you decide to stay, I think you need to come to terms with the fact that there are always going to be other people walking in and out of your marriage. Yes. So once you have that understanding with yourself, mm-hmm, you shouldn't let it bother you. No, because you are the one who has accepted it. You've accepted it into your home. Mm-hmm. Once I've accepted that I'm going to be coming to Afternoon Ride on Hits FM, why should I let it bother me that DJ Bredash is calling me and reminding me that you are supposed to be here? Because I've accepted to be here.
Yeah.
Once you've accepted that this person cheated on me and I decided to stay, it means what CSA, people would always walk in and out of your marriage. Secondly, I think people also need to learn to put people in their place. Why should your neighbors be calling you repeatedly, telling you that other women are coming into your home? What conversations are you having with them for them to be able to comfortably pick up a phone and say that, hey, today I've seen your husband bring another woman? Who, I do not understand that part of the story. So people need to set boundaries in their marriages, especially as for relationship. I don't even want to talk because this is a marriage issue. So you need to, like, whatever other people are coming to tell you about your marriage, you need to put them in their place. It's not their business. It is not their business, because again, the shoe is tightening you and you've decided to wear it. So you shouldn't be listening to what outside people are saying. Now to this story, it's very sad, but unfortunately, as I'm sitting here, I do not feel sorry for the woman, because she saw the situation. She saw everything that was happening and she decided to stay. So once you've decided to stay, it means you are ready to chest the fact that your husband will continually be with different women. And you've decided to stay for your children. So why don't you focus your energies on your children and the business that you're building? Because you could have left and then you say you want to stay. Until if somebody comes to tell you that I've seen your husband, oh, Charlie, then you text your supplier, oh, I ordered for 10 pieces of this thing, when is it coming? Because you've decided to stay. I'm honestly, like, I'm empathetic, but then I don't feel sorry for her because she brought it upon herself. And I think this should be a lesson for all of us. Whatever emotion, anger, sadness, joy, we need to be measured with how we express it. Because we've seen people get into trouble from extreme excitement. So have we seen people get into trouble from sadness. Like, sometimes something can happen to you and it hits you so much. And in that split second, you decide to unalive yourself. Mm-hmm. You take some pills, you do something to yourself. And I don't know if ghosts exist, but maybe your ghost would wish that I had been patient. But then now you are gone. You can't undo what has happened. The same way with this story. Anger, a split second. Hey, leave my husband, leave. You should have attacked the man. Why are you attacking the woman? Because the man owes you loyalty. The woman does not owe you anything. Because she doesn't even know you. Even if she knows you, she knows of your existence. At the end of the day, it is the man who swore before God and before your family members to do right by you. So he owes you loyalty. So in a split second of anger, you've done this. And then now you've messed up your entire life. So I think it should be a lesson for everybody. If you decide to be in a situation that... It's going to, how do I put it? Like, once you decide to be in a situation that is going to adversely affect you, it means you need to come to terms with the fact that anything can happen, and do not put your emotions into it. Channel your emotions into something else.
Wow.
Oh, Andy, your husband has been repeating.
And then what can you answer? Send me my phone. Suppose we say,
So you see, if she had concentrated or channeled her energy,
if you had been a little patient, you'd have understood.
You see?
Wow.
You see?
So we are all learning from this.
You just sat here mentioning all of a sudden.
So I mean, bottom line, it's unfortunate that she finds herself in this situation. All her sister can do is maybe they should pray for some stroke of luck. She can get some presidential pardon, or she would be let off early for good behavior. And then now when she comes back, focus your energy on your children and then your business. Because from where I'm sitting, the man has not done anything wrong. In as much as, yes, like, we would think that, oh, he should have some form of sympathy and he should wait. But the fact of the issue is that life goes on. It's the same way as when somebody dies. The family members will cry. But at the end of the day, life goes on. That's how life is. So what, you're expecting him, when you were around, Krapo, he was cheating. And now that you are not around, you want him to wait for you. It's not possible.
Okay.
Let me move to Lady Anne.
Lady Annie and Madame Valerie Valdi Van Von
Vera Valadi.
They're Vera.
Hey, it's Bra. Hey, you.
Vera Valerie Vardin.
Lady Anne, please talk to us.
All right. Thank you so much. And one thing I will say about this story is very heartbreaking. And looking at the actions of the woman.
Hold on. First of all, you are what? A picture speaker? What are you?
A public speaker. Public speaker. And a founder of Shinona Foundation.
What's that?
Shinona.
Okay.
Alright, so one thing I've come to realize about this story is, in our society, we always program our girl child that whatever it is in marriage, you should be able to stay. Because our parents did that. So why don't you stay? We don't encourage them that, okay, this and this and this and this is how it goes. So if it goes this way, look, this is how you're supposed to intervene or seek for counseling or guidance. But because of what society is going to say and what family is also going to say, we are being forced to be in that situation that is not helping us, that is hurting us emotionally. This incident led the woman into prison. A life has been lost, broken marriage, broken family. And some of the observations I made from the story. One, anger.
Mm-hmm.
Uncontrolled moment led to the change where the woman is serving in the prison, cheating. The husband repeatedly and beautifully apologized, but there was no change in behavior. Here I say that apology without responsibility leads to emotional manipulation,
mm-hmm.
because real repentance is seen in changing the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no change in behavior, then what's going on? Then your apologies is not really an apology.
Yeah.
And then other thing, my heart goes to the children, because currently the children are being lived their life alone without the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine, even with the mother, how was their life?
Mm-hmm.
And then their mother not being around them. And the husband also moved on getting married, which is very, very pathetic, you know.
Dabby,
I know Kwan Sanka, or Aris Tisianka, I saw Tonabuansa.
Obane wo hokra, no defan.
What I say, Adebako saw me realizing from the story, and he say, the woman ignored red flags because she was blindfolded, you know, making sure that she's going to look at those warning signs. But she was hoping that things were going to improve. So loves can sometimes blindfold us and not look into warning signs because you hope and believe that things will change.
Love is a red flag.
Yeah. Okay, love is okay.
Love and trust is a red flag.
Hmm.
Ah, same being.
So the moral lesson here, to me, legally the court has taken up their judgment.
But do you think that the action, the, you know, the judgment was justified? They should have maybe looked at it, given a little leniency.
No. Here, no, there's no leniency. Somebody, she killed someone, so for that one,
even self-defense, you're still punished. From what I know,
yeah,
you're still punished, even if it's self-defense.
excuse me, semi junior lawyer. Hello. Couldn't she have pleaded, you know, temporal insanity or something?
Oh no.
Nah. In our chambers.
Yeah.
Oh, so what about you've come to my chambers to ask me a question. You've not even paid for the consultation yet, and you're asking a question. You need advice. You need legal advice.
Yes.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with conflict resolution, so
we are resolving this
situation. So we have to resolve it. Mm-hmm. So as to judgment, that one ain't can't rely on. Thank you. I'm not a judge.
But you do arbitration and stuff
yes.
like that. Okay,
sorry,
sir. Yes, sir.
What stood out to me is that incident that happened in the bedroom didn't just start. Like, it began with series of emotional torture.
Mm-hmm.
Series of trust that has been broken and repeated issues that was going on. But still, the lady didn't pay much attention to it. So I believe it is worth it as an individual to look at this, some of these signs when it hits us as an individual, so that we'll be able to rectify those changes in the life of our partner or even in the family or anywhere you find yourself, so that you can come together and find a solution to whatever problem or issues you are going through, rather than letting emotions or anger decide for you out of because I'm angry, so let me just take this and hit this person, or let me just do this. No, at the end of the day, you're going to face the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So anger is not a good thing for us to use during some of these things that happen. So to me, the lady being sentenced in prison for 19 years is good. Because,
it's a good judgment.
Yes, because
let me ask you this. You mentioned you're not married.
No, I'm not married.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I'm not.
But you've had...
You've
had boyfriends?
Yes.
Okay. Did any of them cheat on you?
Yes.
Did you catch them?
Yes, I did.
Was there an occasion you caught them red-handed?
No, but I had evidence on the phone.
Where evidence means what? Videos and pictures?
Text messages.
Text messages.
Pictures.
Okay.
Phone calls.
Pictures as in what?
They exchanged like...
Try sending me.
Yeah.
Try sending me.
Let me see some.
So I saw it.
Oh.
But I was, as I said,
Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
So
She stayed after she caught him cheating.
After I even caught him, I was hopeful.
Did you confront him?
Yes. I'm the type that I don't let things go. When I see something not going
let's well. Let's not smutra no son to her, mommy. She doesn't let things go.
Oh, no.
And you are here saying you are single. Who wants a girlfriend? Who doesn't want this?
No. But what she's trying to say
is I'm trying to say is when I see something going wrong, I don't relax. I don't stay back. I talk about it.
Then we can let go. Yeah.
I'm checking out your red flags.
You're a good person.
Yes. Andy says something. It's not sitting well with me. Media bang, media bang.
And you're the Nibia.
Media Nibia. What does that mean?
On Nidia, no. I'm saying Nidia.
So, as I was saying, I stayed and believed in him.
Did you confront him?
As I said, I did.
How did you confront him? And I was even
looking. I sat him down. I was like, and then one or two or three things you I have seen.
Good.
So please.
You see, no, did you hear that? You people are good, pal. All you know, she didn't even take her time. Wait,
No.
I'll tell you.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't. No, he even told me I'm wicked because I could have done something bad to him. Because I was still rendering the care.
Oh, you're such a nice person.
You were cooking for him.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You could have poisoned
him. You see that thing. Me kono home, me buano ye nyama bebre with his businesses and all that. But still, no. Now me... So he's not doing anything.
So what finally ended the relationship?
So finally what ended the relationship was because I have continued and repeatedly talking to him, but still there was no change in his behavior. Then I came to the realization, and when I venture into marriage with him, I'm emotional person. So I had to walk out, and that was when I walked out. And since then, now I've been single, happily single.
I have a friend who his girlfriend had caught him cheating. He was eating. He said he was eating. So band back I confronted. What is this? Oh, your hand. No, see, and you're back. She brought up previous pictures and videos.
I'm sure you wanted to puke.
And still, would you have? No, he was eating there.
Men have him.
Oh no, he didn't even know what was going on. So okay. He said he heard his girlfriend talking on the phone. Said, Jano, that's why I don't even know the kind of. How do you pronounce it? I don't even know the kind of immune system he has. That was when he felt like, hey.
Wait till the other.
He has to pay attention to what is going on.
What your boobs are, my still brother man.
Brother man, you feel strong.
I don't even know the kind of emotion. What kind of immune system does he have that he's still alive and still fooling around?
Welcome there and throw.
Oh boy.
That's
why she swam something small.
Yeah, and probably she wasn't even talking to anybody.
Oh no, boy. Yeah. Just like, oh boy.
Yes, women. So we are good at doing that. So mine, that reminded me. Mine too. I deliberately made a call, like trying to talk to another man.
Oh, and there's now.
For him to know that his actions is affecting me, yeah. And if care is not taken, I might leave. But yes, still, no.
And finally,
men, they don't care.
Madame Valerie's daughter. Listen, men of today, we don't care.
Talk.
Let me tell you something.
Say it.
Get that in your mind.
Yes, please.
So the fact that you try talking to another man, you are even asking me to show you the exit. Like, madam, excuse me, you've been talking to another man already. That's the door.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave.
Go talk to him.
Go talk to him. Whilst the other person you caught me with
can come in.
It was the same thing.
Yeah.
So that is the door. You can go.
And he maybe
some men also will pay attention to that and then change. There are men too that will really pay attention to that and change.
Excuse me. Didn't even do that. Madam, how much more these ones?
Mbacho mami musa, why you be
mother?
Have you been a man before?
No.
Even for a second.
But there are still good men out there.
Do you know what it takes?
I like your face.
Yeah, there are still good men out there.
Do you know what it takes to be a man? Even for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Becoming down.
So I'm telling you.
Grandpa is talking.
If you get a serious man like me, who can advise you on what to do, take my advice.
Okay.
Don't try to scare a man by telling him that I'm in your and that I will change. Please. Longer. If I'm changing, I'm changing for that moment. Once you leave,
I'm gonna be a man.
And I get just sending me back up.
I'm
gone. Shed into you. Maybe I don't mean the media about the
love is a red flag, you too.
Trust is a red flag.
I say love. And I also trust.
I say love and trust.
Love and trust. Okay. So going to the fourth story. You know, I want to say this. Happy birthday, Mama Esther, 16. Today's your birthday. God richly bless you. I love you so much. I love you so much. May God richly bless you. She will be 70 years. God bless you. God bless you. I love you so much, Mama Esther, 16. Okay.
Today is Floki Stone's birthday.
Wow. Oh, happy birthday to him.
So,
today's my ex-wife's birthday.
Happy birthday to
happy
her.
Happy birthday. Ex-mommy.
I say ex-mommy.
Yeah, happy birthday. Okay, so the lady is not serious.
Which of the ladies?
No, the lady.
The dead lady or
no, the one in prison.
The prison lady.
The one in prison.
The convict.
Yes, I want to, you know, my sincere condolence, you know, actually. I'm sorry for whatever is happening, but she's not serious. Now, the lady already moved on. So the lady actually fought with the ex-husband's girlfriend in the guy's house.
In their house?
No, it's no more the lady's house. Is the ex-husband. Let me prove it to you. In the fourth paragraph, she said she accepted the man back because of the kids, not because she loves him. So the lady already moved on. So emotionally, that is the ex-husband, not legally. So why, if you are in because of the kids, why are you fighting because the man harmed you? But if you're telling me you are in because you're telling me you are in because you still love the man, then that is fine. So that is your ex-husband emotionally. So you even fought a wrong fight. That is a wrong fight. Now, people are being judged and questioned for reactions, not cause of actions which led to reactions. Look, one sign of growth is being able to control your anger. Do you know why? Because always bear in mind that wherever you are, excuse my language, you are the only human being there.
Yeah.
Wherever you are. Fashion wa adwenu. And no human being will fight with an, excuse my language, an animal.
Yeah.
Now, whatever the guy did, he moved on. You should have, you also already moved on. Now, you said you stayed because of the case, which means that you are not even giving the man, you may not be giving the man a husband treatment. Because you are telling us that you stayed because of the kids. So staying because of the kids, it means that you were, you know, really maybe treating the kids so well, not your husband. Because you were having vacuum in your heart. Like, you know, you'd be having bitterness, you know, this bitterness and stuff. Charlie was cheating. I'm not going to give him the treatment I was giving to him. And you know, it's very difficult to treat your man the very way you were treating him if he cheated. Or maybe if that's something, you know. So the lady already moved on and she was with the ex-boyfriend and she fought a wrong fight. Now, you fighting that fight, automatically you should go in for life.
Now, what did I say in the morning?
19
years. 19 years.
But
she served 5, is left with 14.
This thing should be for life because you fought over your ex-husband. What actually, you know, I mostly have issues with people. When people cheat and you forgive them because you love them. Yeah. I don't want to hear, I forgive you because of the kids. Because the kids will not cease to be your kids if you divorce. They are still your kids.
Yeah.
So you stayed because personally you are ready to fight that fight. So whatever she's going through, that is what she deserves. And I want to shock everybody here. Even if she doesn't go in prison because of the husband, she will surely go in prison. Why? Because she hasn't worked on her
anger issues. Yeah.
Sorry.
where they use Sulia. She hasn't worked on her anger issues.
Yeah.
Because you know the way kids have a way of
testing you.
And if you don't take care, you can even slap a 2-year-old child. Look, if you don't take care. So she hasn't treated her anger issues, but you know, it was unfortunate that it has landed her up
in prison.
You know, in prison. So yeah. Please, you have been speaking to the public, treat your anger issues. Because even if your husband doesn't irritate you, your wife doesn't irritate you.
An outsider.
Your kids will. Even your in-law can even irritate you. You may even end up slapping your own in-law. Because there are some in-laws, they are very irritating. So please work on your anger issues. Whatever she's going through, she deserves it. And the man moving on is normal. You can't wait for the lady for 19 years. Obe banana seven kolan. Do obe dani kon kon seni adani. Do obe dani kon four adani. Do obe dani sebi if your man phone so adani. So she has to get someone who will take care of the who will assist him, take care of the kids. So the man moving on is normal.
Can I come in with you saying the man moving on is normal? Are you trying to say that the ex-wife was not taking good care of the kids, so it's normal for the husband to have another wife?
No, what I'm saying is that he has to get assistance. Now
she's not around.
She's not around.
But I'm still asking.
Yeah, that
you saying it's normal because there should be an assistance in taking care of the children.
Yeah.
So the question I'm asking is, it's okay for the husband to move on because the wife is not there?
It's but okay.
Are you saying she was not taking proper care of the kids?
No, someone is to do what she should have done.
Okay.
That is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Can I add something? Okay. From what he said and from what I understood from what he said, emotionally, you also moved on. You said you forgave him because of the kids. Then he too, if he's still cheating and you're still there, that means he's not actually a